Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
As you prepare to compete today, you will no doubt be thinking of all the things you need to do. Managing the travel logistics, having a good warm-up, staying hydrated, taking on the right food, and so on. A good performance will, in part, depend on what you do on and off the pitch. And perhaps we are inclined to think the same way about approaching today's game as a Christian. Have I prayed? Have I read my Bible? What's the plan if someone asks me about my faith? All too often we will fall into this performance-based mindset for approaching the Christian life. It becomes all about what we do or what we don't do. And Psalm 23 is a psalm that takes us right to the heart of the Christian life. It is a psalm of David, but it is a psalm that any believer today can sing and pray. It is a psalm that expresses the experience of the Christian life. And yet, it does not give us a checklist of things to do. Rather, Psalm 23 lifts our eyes to God's intimate and caring commitment to the Christian through thick and thin. It is very personal, and it starts with a simple present tense statement of fact. The Lord is my shepherd. And it tells us what that means. I shall not want. And so, the psalmist begins with a statement of relational faith, and the rest of Psalm 23 flows from this. That is, the psalmist publicly declares that the Lord is his shepherd. The Lord, the awesome God of the universe, the God who creates and saves, the one who holds the stars in the sky and who is holy, holy, holy. He is tenderly and intimately committed to the psalmist as his shepherd. In John chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. To have the Lord as your shepherd is to know the Lord Jesus, who laid down his life for his sheep. That is the privileged starting point of Psalm 23. It is the privileged position that you hold as a Christian playing sport today. If you score the winner today, the Lord is your shepherd. Have a shocker or go off injured, the Lord is your shepherd. That cannot change today. Yours is the privilege of knowing the Good Shepherd. And so, if the Lord is my shepherd, verse 1 continues, I shall not want. Now we talk about what we want in relation to what we desire. You, no doubt, want to win today. We naturally want to score, set a PB, enjoy the game, or win the league. But whether you win or lose today, come rain or shine, as a Christian you can say, I shall not want. Because this is not about our desires. It is about our needs. That is, I, as a Christian, will never lack anything that I need. And of course, what I need above all else is to have the Lord as my shepherd, to know God, and to have life and forgiveness of sins in him. That is a monumental truth for us to digest. If you trust in Jesus, whatever it is that you do not have, you do have everything that you need. I lack nothing because the Lord Jesus is my shepherd. And that isn't to say we neglect good things that God gives us in this life, including our relationships, talent, and sport. But those things may come and go, or experiences of them will go up and down. But to know the Lord Jesus is to have everything you need. So as you compete today, you do so with the security and freedom as someone who has everything you need, because the Lord is your shepherd. Let's take a moment to reflect on these verses and to pray. Dear Lord, please help me compete today as someone secure in the knowledge that the Lord Jesus is my shepherd. Thank you for the privilege that you have given me everything that I need in him. And it is in his name that I pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open the door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.